Okay, this is side two. I received my two footlockers from Korea. I had written Korea a letter and asked her to send them, and she did. I got them, I say, within a week, which was really great. I still have one to come. I must have got among the missing. Hopefully it will come in a couple of days. The one footlocker that I received had all my clothes in it, which was, I guess, the most important one. But as far as valuable things, because those were some of my summer dresses, all of my summer dresses. But I doubt seriously if I'll ever get to use half of them. In fact, maybe I will send a box of things home. I don't know, Duchess. I don't even look at my clothes because I just come in, take a shower, go to bed, get up, and put a uniform on. I have not had any opportunity to wear a civilian clothes. But I did hang everything up. I have two wall lockers, you know, like in a gym or something, you have these vertical wall lockers, and they're metal. So I put all the dresses in one inside the garment bag, and I hung one of those bags for, well, it's like mothballs. But anyhow, I think it'll keep them, no problem. However, as I said, I have about 12 or 14 dresses, most of which I really don't need. Of course, I have more heels. I don't wear anything but sneakers, and I only have the one pair of flat my closed-in shoes. I do have the white sneakers, and remember the blue sneakers you sent me in Korea? Well, I have those now, so I have the two pair. They should last me for a while. And I bought some of those shower slippers that you can walk in the shower with, you know. But it was nice to receive my whole baggage. And I have my little gooseneck lamp and a few things that I'm so accustomed to. It makes you feel more at home when you have familiar objects with you. But as I say, a lot of it I will not use. Just don't need it. The other footlocker did not contain a great deal, but it did have, and as I say, it should be coming in a few days, it had a lot of professional material, which I could care less about. I was bringing it for the clubs, not for myself. And it did have in it a big gallon of Physahex, which is for me, and my radio. I don't even have time to listen to a radio. I have not heard a radio, Duchess, since the 17th of March, which is 1 month today. I have not sat down, nor have I listened to any radio, nor have I read a newspaper since I've been at Bearcat, which is a little unusual, but I just don't seem to have the time to sit down and do these things. I don't even know what's happening with the war area situation. Hopefully I'll get a chance to read a Stars and Stripes newspaper in the future, but I have no idea of what is going on, which is fine, really. I'm just lost in my jobs. it keeps me going 12, 14 hours a day. And I think maybe this in the long run is good. We do have a TV, you know, in this hooch. One of the girls who lived here many months ago left it. But again, I don't have the time to sit down and enjoy it. The other Anne and I went to Colonel Krittenberger about getting us a new hooch to live in. But there apparently are no trailers available. And there is no other place on post they can put us, because there aren't, most places don't have latrines, you know, plumbing. So the most I think we can expect is for them to fix up this place a little bit. And at this point, I really don't care. It is clean. I mean, it's cleaner than it was. It will never be clean because of the dust and the choppers going over. But you can make it livable. And that's what I've tried to do. If they start to renovate some of the rooms here, fine. I just don't know how to separate dust from air. If you cut off the dust, you simply don't breathe, because you won't have any air either. There are a few things they could do, put in ceilings to an extent. Well, that would probably make it hotter, but I think we'd be better off with a ceiling than with a wall that doesn't meet the roof. And I think they could make a few improvements in the kitchen area, certainly, and perhaps in the latrine area. I could sit and tell you the 10,000 things I have to do in the club. A lot of it is paperwork, files. A lot of it is painting, throwing out old furniture, rebuilding that which is torn down, broken, things of this nature. It's like, as you know, running a big house with a lot of people utilizing your facilities every day. And in this case, a lot of what we would say foreign people, because of the ties. The ties use our club. About 80-90% of the men are ties. This only makes the job a little bit more difficult because of the language barrier here. But as I say, Duchess, it's going to come. It's not the ideal situation, but I can see a big improvement already. And I certainly have no doubts as to the work that is cut out for me for as long as I'm here, which, I don't know, maybe months, maybe the whole year. I have no way of telling. Supposedly, in another few weeks, we should be getting monsoon rains. But we have had rain a few times. It rains very hard for a short period of time, and then it stops. Actually, it's very good because it keeps the dust down. And if it rains real hard for an hour or two, 20 minutes later, you wouldn't even know it rained here, because the ground just soaks up the water that quickly. It's Bearcat, to me, is like a strip that's been cut out of the jungle area, and all these buildings have been built on it, but it's almost like living on a sand pile. You know, it's really dry, very dry, and I guess the year-round it doesn't get ample water. The water is something else here. Most of it is brown. Some of it is black. None of it is clear. Absolutely none of it is clear. Anyway, it's supposed to be good drinking water, but like I say, sometimes I think you take a shower and you get dirtier in the shower because of the color of the water. And the shower itself is pretty dusty. In fact, that's what I'm going to do today, I think, is take a shower, wash my hair, which is something I must do every second or third day because of the dust. And I took off a couple of hours today. I was supposed to be off yesterday, but my boss was here, the other Ann Campbell. And I probably will go in this afternoon or early this evening. I had a letter from Mother, which I just have not answered. This is the first time I've had a chance to sit down and call a few hours my own. I made a tape to Cho-Cho because I don't remember when I made the last tape to her, or if I made a tape. I know I have not written a word to a soul, and I know I did make you one or two tapes. So, needless to say, I owe much mail, which I'm sure mostly most of it won't get written, right? Again, congratulations on your high series, and your what you got from the International Bowling, I think that's what you said, I think that's great, Duchess. You're going to have a display case, all your own, just for your bowling trophies. As you were describing things to me on your tape, I was visualizing where they were and what it looked like, and it was very easy for me to make a mental picture, being familiar with everything in the house. I imagine it looks very nice. As long as you're pleased with it, this is the important thing. That's all that really matters. Please don't worry about making a tape or sending the mail. I mean, you know, take your time. Take a few days with the tape if you want to. Don't feel that you have to sit down and finish it in one night. I rattle these things off in a half hour, but that's because I have a big mouth. Write when you can, but just don't push yourself on it, Duchess, because I certainly understand. I really do. What else can I tell you? All these good things. I really should shut up, I guess, and concentrate for a minute. I don't want to repeat myself. I've told you the condition, you know, what the place was like when I came. The other girl, Bobby Berry, has been transferred down to Sock Train. So there's just Linda and I now, and that's probably all there'll be for a few months. Of course, I have the three GIs, and that's it, plus these crazy marmosons that do less work than anybody. We'll have five of those, and they're not much help, believe me. Let's see. I'm trying to think of who I can send a message to that has written to me. But I think only Don did send me an Easter card, which was very nice, plus the bunny. And as I say, Mother's letter. And, oh, I did receive a letter from Jack. And everything's well with him. He's looking forward to coming over. Ha, ha, ha. This is going to run out. I'm just looking at it. Take care of yourself, and don't be concerned about me. I'm doing anything.